You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Borth. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon, welcome back. Today is Thursday, 26th day of May, 2022. Thanks so much for joining us, wherever you are. We're just glad to have you right here, right now. There are two ways to join this afternoon broadcast. Let me first say there are two live broadcasts every day. The first live broadcast is reserved for members only and those taking the free trial. Michael will tell you later in the show how to take the free trial. And that's from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Then we take a 30-minute break, and then we come back and we do the afternoon broadcast, which begins at 12 noon Eastern, and that's open to everybody around the world. There's two ways to join the afternoon broadcast. The best way is to do this just once. Go to our homepage at cfrn.net. On the right-hand side of the page, click the big microphone, follow the instructions. You'll be registered in about 30 seconds, and that's going to give you one-click access to the show each and every day. How does that work? Well, once you do the 30-second registration, every trading day going forward, you'll get an email right before the show starts. And all you have to do is click the link in the email and it automatically logs you right in. The reason that's the better way is it gives you access to the question box so that you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. Now, of course, there'll be days that you're out of the office, away from your desktop, maybe you're on vacation, but you still want to join the show live at 12 noon Eastern, just point any internet-connected device to youtube.com/CFRN. Very easy to remember. Not only do we broadcast live every day on our YouTube channel, we also archive each and every daily show. Currently, there are over 2,000 daily live broadcasts archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. And as of about 3 weeks ago, Spotify started archiving our afternoon broadcast. You're familiar with Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience. So however you choose to join the show or to view the archives, we're just glad you're here. End of story. So now that we've reached the end of the story, now we can begin. And let's open with a word of prayer, as we do each and every day. Today, we're praying about putting first things first. The scripture is Luke 10:40-42. It says, Martha was distracted. And then Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things were needed, or indeed only one. Now, My grandmother was a true woman of God. She wasn't highly educated. She wasn't refined or cultured by the standard of the day. But boy, did she love Jesus. And if you were just near her, around her, even talking to her on the phone, you could detect the presence of God. Because she had learned to put first things first. Now, she was a person who not only put first things first, she raised me along with my mother. I wish the same could be said about me, but I know that that's not always true, as it was with my grandmother. I get distracted. Facebook, dishes, HGTV, text messages, laundry, Yellowstone, chocolate, sleep, email, online shopping, home projects, straightening up the garage. I've been planning to do that since 2006. I'm running a little behind schedule. So, what are first things? Well, in all its simplicity, the first things that we should put first is our relationship with Jesus, our spouse, and our children. It's not hard, but it is. Kind of like trading. Trading's not easy, but it can be simple. Life's not easy, but it can be simple. And y'all, it makes me think about Martha. You know, Mary's sister. Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus while her sister, Martha, busybodied herself around and fussed about her lazy sister who wouldn't come in the kitchen and help her. You know the one. You usually hear people who are down on Martha, but there is something about her that we can't overlook. There is clear evidence that she loved the Lord, she wanted to please him, and she believed in him. So why did she have trouble putting him first over the things to be done in the kitchen? Because of one simple thing, and it applies to us today. Martha was distracted. And Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one thing." Sound familiar? Thus to me, I'm the king of distraction. And I want to keep focused and stay away from things that take my mind off Jesus. But this world is so stinking busy. It's an ongoing battle from sunup to sundown, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who has to deal with this issue. So, if you have ever allowed distractions to keep you from putting first things first, here's a few things that will help you to focus on the one who matters the most. It may sound a little cliche, but post scriptures that speak to you everywhere. Use those little post-it notes. Did you know that Mike Nesmith's mother invented the 3M post-it note? I think I got the right monkey. If I didn't, somebody will correct me. Now, Val just posted a message to me. Let me see what the problem is. Val, are you hearing me okay? Somebody in the audience, give me a check in the, say something to me in the question box, because I don't understand the mysterious message from Val. Oh, Val's typing. Stand by. But the message didn't come through. I'm not getting any. Oh, there's something in the question box. Hear, not see. Ah. Well, Val says that you're live in YouTube, but not in GoTo. Is there anyone logged in through GoToWebinar who can hear me? And you are correct, I did forget to turn my camera on. No, I didn't. There it is. So those of you that said yes, you can see me. Are you catching me both on YouTube and on GoToWebinar? Okay, until somebody answers different, I'm gonna just pretend that you are. I don't know what else to do. John says, I hear and see you on YouTube. Okay. So, back to the 3M post-it notes. Post scripture everywhere. Kitchen sink, laundry room, bathroom mirror, dashboard, your desk at work, etc. Wherever you spend most of your time, write Bible verses on those little sticky notes or even index cards and put them up as reminders to keep your focus on Jesus. Number two, choose friends who will hold you accountable and encourage you. I have some great people in my life who will speak truth into my life. I don't mean friends who will tell me what I want to hear, but people who actually love me in spite of myself and will tell me the hard truth if I need to hear it. If you don't have those kinds of friends in your life, pray that the Lord will bring them to you. And when He does, don't be afraid to ask them to walk this walk with you. Titus 2:4. And number three, be careful what you allow your mind to focus on. TV, the internet, acquaintances, etc. are all things I watch carefully for myself and my children. The Bible is very clear that bad company, while a great band, bad company corrupts good character. And what you take into your heart will eventually come out in your life and your words. That's Luke 6:45 and Proverbs 4:23. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me, even as a distracted mess some days. I so want to be a believer after your own heart. Please help me to study your word and hide it in my heart. Send me friends who are believers that will speak truth into my life as they hold me accountable to living a life for you. And help me focus on things that are worthy of you. Help me love my family well and show them who you are. Lord, help me to choose above all else so that one day all will be able to say that I was a believer who put first things first. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And everybody said, Amen. Let me give you the numbers from around the world. These are the cash markets here in the U.S., or the indices, as they're called. We got lots of pretty green on the screen today. The Dow's up 504 points. That's 1.5%. The NASDAQ is up 298 points. 2.5%. S&P 500 up 76 points, almost 2%. And the Russell 2000, our man in the street, up 39 points. That's almost 2.25%. in the Asian markets at the close, or I'm sorry, in the commodity basket. Let's go there first. Crude oil up $4.15. Trading 114.49 last. That's a gain of almost 4%. Gold down $1.70, trading 18.4460 last. Silver up 7 cents, trading 21.94 last. In the Asian markets at the close, the Nikkei down 72 points, the Shanghai up 15 points, the Hang Seng down 55 points. And in the European markets at the close, FTSE up 42, the DAX up 223, which is over 1.5%, and the CAC up 111 points, which is a little over 1.75%. That gives us a mixed day in Asia, a green day in the UK, and so far, it's a big green Radio Thursday here in the US of A. And being that it's Thursday, that means we will have our members only workshop tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, as we have for many years. So if you've been on the trial and you want to be in that workshop tonight, then you just need to visit eminifuturestrading.com right up on the screen there. Get your passport. Make sure Valerie's aware that you got your passport. You can call her at 949-42-EMINI or send an email to support@cfrn.net. So with that out of the way, we can go to Michael and get a recap of everything that happened this morning in the live training room. After that, I'll be back. We'll go over the Logic 247 alerts, the concierge trade alerts, and at any point during the broadcast, if you have a question, just type it into the question box, and either Michael or I or Valerie or Bird or somebody will be happy to answer it for you. Michael, I can see your charts, so if you're ready, you can take it away. I don't hear you, but I do see your charts. And your charts are what the audience is seeing right now. I'm not sure what's going on, but we're having problems here, it appears. Michael, I can't hear you. If you're talking, well, your charts are moving. All right, guys, I'm going to hit mute on my end, and I'm going to go and do some telegramming with Michael and Valerie to see what's happening. So don't go away. Stay with us. Michael will take over here in just a second.
Hey, everyone. David, Rick, Sydney.
Yes, we can hear you.
Because he's been seeing his people in here. It's gone. Everything.
I can do that. Michael, I guess you can hear me.
Yeah.
He's all good.
I'll log out and log back in.
Sorry.
Mic is open.
Listen through you.
Not anything that he's. You.
Thank you.
It was right up here. I'll hit that. Did I give it? Okay. If you don't click the confirmation link. Yes, we can hear you fine now. That is much better. Okay. All right. All right. So I'll say that little piece one more time. All we ask for is your first name, your email, and your phone number. You can tell the biggest training channel so we can tell the one-on-one training just for you. Hit the send button. You sent. Sent to confirmation link. You must click on that confirmation link. Okay. If you don't click the link, we don't know that you took the free trial. Make sure you click on that link there. Okay. So that was kind of a weird start to the session, but it happens sometimes. We get technical difficulties. All right. If you're going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today is the 26th day of May, 2022. We made 60 ticks in crude, 35 ticks in gold. It's our best day of the week in gold. And 5 ticks on the ES. So we ended up with 8.12.5 on the morning session today. Today was a little off because we started out with 2 stopouts on the ES, so it took 32 minutes to get it back and get the goal for the day. It wasn't just 2 stopouts on the ES, we had stopouts in other places too, I think, didn't we? Well, I guess we didn't to begin with. But it took a while to get the goal today. But we're at 152.5 when we finally did get it, and we took a total of 23 trades this morning. Okay, so on the month now, we're at $20,355 a contract. That's over 19 trading days, averaging $1,071 per contract per 2-hour trading day. Now, I've gone 162 days since our last negative day, and we've gotten our goal on 101 out of 101 days so far this year. That puts us at $110,106 a contract. So we're averaging $1,090 per contract per 2-hour trading day. We have, if you were to quit trading when you got your goal for the day and you were to add 1 contract per month, you would only have to work 13.76 hours so far this year. Okay. All right. Now, today we had a pretty even number of trades. So I'll just start out with gold. In gold, we had a better day this week than we had the rest of the week. We didn't have very many high probability trades. I don't think we had any this morning in gold. We did have high probability, but not highest probability. Like this right here was a high probability short trade. It wasn't the highest probability short trade, but it was a high probability short trade. Anyway, we missed that one. And we grabbed this one over here. Our first trade on gold was right there. We picked up 4 ticks. The next trade was over here. We picked up 5 more to get us to +9. Then we had a break even in there, another break even in there. It says we went from 9 to 12, so we had +3, and then we picked up another 3 there to get us to 15. We missed a long trade right there. This was our only highest probability trade right here this morning. Okay, and during the break, well, you can see we had just about nothing during the break. There was one highest probability trade right here that would have been a break even. That was it. Gold really, really flattened out during the break. All right. Crude oil. Let's go back here on the crude. There we go. Okay, on the crude now. It started out right in here. There were a couple of nice trades right here in this run up. I missed all that. One there, one there, one there, and even one way over here. Okay, to grab all of that, I would have had the goal for the day right in there if I'd have been sitting down right at that moment, but I didn't realize what time it was and I missed the first 2 minutes. Our first trade here on crude was a highest probability short trade right there, and we picked up a couple of ticks. It was followed up by a second highest probability short trade right there, and we ended up with a break even on the second one. Okay, then over here we picked up 10 ticks, and that got us to +12 on crude. We had a break even there, then we picked up another highest probability short trade right here. We picked up another, looks like 7 ticks here to get us to 25, and that is where we got the goal for the day, right there. it was actually, I thought it was 32 minutes it took me, something like that. 32 minutes when it, is what I wrote down. Anyway, from there, we had a high probability trade here. This is second highest probability trade. I missed it. And from here, we went from 25 to 36. We had 9 ticks profit right there. We had 11 ticks profit right there. We went from 25 to 36. 11 ticks profit there. And I missed that one, that one, that one, and that one. That was a lot like that one that I missed earlier on, right at the open. Right here, if you look at it, like this slingshot. If I take a picture of that, let me do that. Let me take a screenshot of that. So you can see how the markets are. Frequently just doing the same thing over and over and over. I want to do it a little bit bigger. Now, if I bring that right over here to all those ones that I just missed, bring that picture back up. You see how the slingshot was? See how the market was? Pull back, up, pull back 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 up. And then the slingshot started to change right in here. That last big push right in there. And did the same thing right here. That last big push. But anyway, I missed all those in both of them. And we get all the way over here. And at this point, I believe I was at plus 36. Okay, I had a break even right there. And we got a whole bunch of chop through here. I missed a couple more trades in there that would have been profitable. I went from 36 to 41, 41 to 60. I think this is where I went to 60 right here. I picked up 19 ticks on that one. To go from 41 to 60. I got a break even there. There's one trade in here that I missed. Looks like I missed a 5-tick trade I didn't mark somewhere in here. But there was a 5-tick trade, and then I remember this big one here. I had put the target out on that one, and I said, if we get up to there, it's going to be 19 ticks, and we nailed it. I think, here's another one in here that it looks like I didn't mark down on crude. And I don't remember what I got on that 1427. I think I got 5 or 6 ticks on that one. So it works out. There was a long trade right there that I missed. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, there's a whole bunch of things. This is the one that I got the 19 ticks on. Isn't it? I don't know. I got a lot more right there. So I missed a couple of big trades in here. There's probably another 25 ticks that I got on crude that I didn't count. We did have a bounce off the BBC right there. You guys remember from the morning, was this one that I missed? See, I thought I had put the target up here on this, and I said if we get up to that, it's going to be 19 ticks in profit. But that one, I think that was this one where I said it's going to be 19 ticks in profit. I don't know. We went from 41 to 60 and then went from 60 to something. But anyway, during the break, so I ended with at least 60 ticks on crude. Okay, and during the break, let's see, I'm just going to look for highest probability trades. Okay, during the break. And it looks like there was only one right here. Just one highest probability trade right there. Okay, so put that one down. Now the ES had a lot of chop this morning. We got stopped out right at the beginning. One of the stop outs was a mistake on my part, and the other one was just a stop out. But we got stopped out twice in a row to start out the day. This one right here, I should have had my stop at break even on this. I went long, should have had my stop at break even right there. Stopped me out, minus 8 ticks. This one, I should have had my, I made a mistake on both of them. I should have had my stop at break even on both of those. And I stopped out on both, so I was minus 16 ticks at that point on the ES. And there was a plus 2 in there somewhere, wasn't there? No, plus 1. Hang on, there's something else going on here that I didn't show somewhere. Okay, because on the ES, I showed that I started out with a minus 8, then I got a plus 1 tick somewhere. And then that put me at minus 7. Then I stopped out again, and that put me at minus 15. So somewhere in here, there was a plus 1 tick. I was at minus 15. And then it was just choppy and messy. And right here, I went from minus 15. I picked up, looks like, 14 ticks here to get me to minus 1. And then I picked up 6 ticks to get me to plus 5. And I had a break even right there. And a break even there. And then I was waiting to get out of all this box right here. Bert was doing a little talking in there. Looks like we had a highest probability long right there that would have been a break even. Another one right here that would have given profit. No, that wasn't actually a valid trade, sorry. And that was all during the break. So that was it for the ES. I ended with plus five on the ES. During the break, there was one highest probability short right here. And that was all the highest probability trades. It just weren't a lot of highest probability trades today. There were high probability trades, a bunch of those. Not highest. Anyway, back to the spreadsheet. Now, if you're going to read the spreadsheet, you're going to read all CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today's the 26th day of May, 2022. We made 60 ticks on crude, 15 ticks on gold, and 5 ticks on the ES. Put us at 8:12:50 on the morning session. Today it took 32 minutes and 12 trades to get to the goal for the day. At that point, we're at 152.5, and we took a total of 23 trades this morning. So on the month now, we're at 20,355. That's over 19 trading days, averaging $1,071 per contract per two-hour trading day. We've now gone 162 days since our last negative day. That's business days since our last negative day. And we've gotten our goal for the day on 101 out of 101 possible days so far this year. Okay. Time is at 12:32. Okay. On the year now, we're at $110,106. That's over 101 trading days, averaging $1,090 per contract per two-hour trading day. If you were to quit trading when you got your goal for the day, and you added one contract per month, you would have only had to work 13.76 hours so far this year getting your goal every day. And you would have had an average of $2,919 per hour on the year. So that would average out for you. Now, if you've not taken a free trial with us and you want to, go here to eminitrainingschool.com. Scroll down right here, put in your first name, your email, and your phone number. Tell us the biggest training challenge so we can tailor one-on-one training just for you. Hit the send button, you'll be sent a confirmation link. You must click on the confirmation link. Okay, if you don't click that link, we don't know you took the free trial. So click on that link. All right, and that's it. With that, check in on Dwayne, see if he's back in. Looks like he is. So we can pass it back out to fabulous Phoenix, Arizona, and Studio A overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. But Dwayne is showing he's muted right now, so let me unmute him. Nope, he's going to unmute himself. I'll send an unmute request there. Okay, it's going back out to fabulous Phoenix, Arizona. But you're still... Yep, there you go. There you go, Dwayne.
Can you see my screen?
Hit the switch. I can see your screen, and we hear you loud and clear.
I think we're in business.
Wow. How amazing technology is when it works, yes. And how frustrating when it doesn't.
Yes, it can be fickle.
Okay. So, recap of the recap.
Today, it took 32 minutes and 12 trades to get to $152.50 a contract.
Good job. Some days you got to work for it, right?
Oh, yeah. I had to work today. Sure did. But I got the internet stuff going. Much better here. I'm knocking on wood again, but I didn't have a single disconnection this morning. So, that was good stuff.
That is good stuff. Okay. So, Michael just explained to you what happened the first 2 hours of the live training room this morning, which is for members only and those on the free trial. And I'm sure Michael told you how to take the free trial.
Indeed.
Indeed he did. And so... let me show you what's happened since the market's open. Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern. I didn't realize it, but I think we have issued more alerts this week than ever, over 199 weeks. We're now at over 10,600 individual Logic 247 alerts. Hang on, I gotta answer this real quick, or she'll just keep pinging, pinging, pinging. Give me a second. Okay. Okay, now Logic 247 is our 24/7 around the clock e-mini alert service. But it's not just the E-minis, it also includes crude, gold, silver, the euro, and we're even testing bonds here for a few days. We used to do bonds way back years ago, but we didn't have a lot of bond traders. But we have some new people now who have an interest in bonds, so we're going to see how it goes this week, and then based on their feedback at the end of the week, I will or will not include bonds with the weekly trading zones when they come out Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. So, out of the 107 alerts we've issued so far this week, 21 never triggered. Still waiting on the outcome of 4. We've had 82 actionable alerts, of which 8 or 10% would have been stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible, based on market structure and a very simple three-step process that we teach all of our passport holders. Now the logic alerts, they come out around the clock and they're based on current price action. Our original alert service, the concierge trade alerts, are a little bit different in a couple of ways. And let me put those up on the big screen. Concierge trade alerts, or the CTAs as we call them, don't come out around the clock. They come out as a static report shortly after the Globex open each evening. The Globex markets open at 6. I didn't get the CTAs out until 7:10 p.m. Eastern, so it's running a little later than normal. As you'll see, now these are based on historic price action. Logic is current price action. CTAs are historic price action. And when current price action meets historic price action, that's where you'll find some of your best high probability, low risk trade opportunities. The way you handle this report when it comes out, you probably don't trade all these markets. And if you're new, you definitely shouldn't be trying to trade all the markets, okay? Focus in on one or two until you learn the methodology and the strategy. But we use the S&P as an example. When this report is published, whatever market you trade, make note of where price is at that moment in time. Because going forward, if price starts trending up towards 39.83, that's bullish. So our strategy will look for opportunities to be long the market. If price starts trending down towards 39.56, that's bearish, and so our strategy will look for opportunities to be short the market. In either case, that's where you'll use Logic 247, which is based on current price action, and everything you learn in the live training room every single trading day to yourself find opportunities to be long or short the market. Remember, we don't post the alerts just so you can trade them and make money, which of course you can do that, but don't just do that. Use the opportunity to learn how to find these windows of opportunity yourself so that going forward you become a self-sufficient trader. In other words, you'll never again need anyone to tell you when to get in or when to get out, because you'll be able to read the chart like a newspaper or an Agatha Christie mystery novel. So if you want to take a screenshot of these, feel free to do so. There's bonds down at the bottom, because we're going to walk through each and every one of these markets. Okay, got your screenshot? Great. We're going to skip the headlines today. Why? Because there's no news? No. Because I didn't have time to go through them and find the ones I thought were important. Just being honest with you. We've always said you may not like what we say, but we're going to always tell you the truth as we understand it. So, first place we're going to go is the daily chart of the S&P 500 E-mini futures. Now, most people trade the S&P 500, but some people just trade crude or gold or the Russell, okay? So whatever market you trade, look at the daily chart when you begin your trading session. When you sit down to trade, just glance at the daily chart, because institutional money looks at daily, weekly, and monthly charts the way we as intraday traders look at 30-minute charts, 5-minute charts, tick charts, and range charts. And it is the institutional money that actually drives order flow. And as you can see, after a failed attempt to get above the 24% reverse fib, we've now accomplished that, or the institutional buyers have accomplished that, and we're slightly above the daily BBC. That's a big deal, but the day's not over. Okay? Now, these are reverse fibs because we're in a downtrend. When we're in an uptrend, you draw your fibs from the low to the high. But once you're in a confirmed downtrend, you draw your fibs from the high to the low. Now, BBC, the green line, stands for bull bear cross. When price is below that green line, we anticipate lower prices. And when price pulls back to the BBC, the pullback holds more often than it doesn't. See how it pulled back there and held? Pulled back there and held. Now we know eventually it's not going to hold. That's what keeps the markets tradable. And so off we go to put in this high on March 29th. And then you'll notice the other indicator, which is called the CFMA1, but I just call it blue and climbing, red and falling. One is bullish, one is bearish, one is support, the other resistance. But as we're coming down, pull back to the BBC hill. Leg, pull back to the BBC hill. Leg, pull back to the BBC. Didn't quite make it all the way because there was a lot of selling pressure. And that pushed us down over three sessions to put in a new low. Okay? And that low was put in on May 20th at... come on. 3807.5. Followed by a green day and then a pullback. And when red and falling gets directly below price, it can become support. Why? Because it tells you that red and falling is potentially on its way to becoming blue and climbing. So we're starting to see some positive sign from the institutional buyers. It takes financial commitment for price to rise. People have to be willing, whether they're retail traders or institutional traders, they got to be able to be prepared, be willing to put their hand in their pocket and put their cash to work. That's what makes price rise. For price to fall, all that has to happen is the institutional buyers take a beat, take a minute, because they're not able to move price higher, so they don't want to waste their dry powder. They will let the market do what it's going to do, and that's when the institutional buyers stop buying and step back. The institutional sellers take control of the market and drive it down. So you're seeing an epic battle right here between buyers and sellers. If we can close above the daily BBC today and not get rejected, and then open tonight above the daily BBC, then within a couple of days, we might just be drawing regular FIBs instead of reverse FIBs. Obviously, the current resistance is at the high of the session. Support is at the 24% reverse FIB, then the step line, then yesterday's low, which is now blue and climbing, which is bullish, which means this window of opportunity that we drew in might not get filled. Okay, this one filled twice, this one may not get filled. So it'll be very interesting today to see if buyers can keep the pedal to the metal and keep driving us higher. Now we still have obstacles overhead, the 38% reverse FIB, the 50% reverse FIB, the 62% reverse FIB. And let me extend this trend line out from finite to array. So right now that ray or that trend line is connecting with that 62% reverse FIB. But we don't know how many days it will take. If price continues to rise, we don't know how many days it will take to get to this area. And just at the 62% reverse FIB, you've got this swing high, which is potential resistance. You also have the swing high right here on May 18th of 4095. That's potential resistance. So we have to overcome 4095. Then we have to overcome 41.24 and then 42.20 and then 43.03, which would then bring us to the 62% reverse FIB at 43.17 and change. Okay, so just spend a couple minutes a day, whatever market you trade, looking at the daily chart to try to get a handle on what the deep pocket traders, the hedge funds, the Goldman Sachs of the world, what are they looking at? What are they seeing? What are they trying to do? Because our strategy, our methodology, our indicators, they're not designed to beat the market. The market is our business partner. We want to maintain a good relationship. We don't want to beat the market. We simply want to understand what the market or the deep pockets are trying to accomplish. And then we simply want to ride their coattails long enough to get our goal for the day. Trading's not easy, but it can be that simple. So, you know what to watch for here on the daily. Let's jump to the 30-minute S&P. The vertical line on the chart, okay, that separates today, Thursday, from yesterday, Wednesday. When price drops to a weekly trading zone, we expect it to be support. And you can see that it was right here. Then we had a slightly higher gap open. And then we triggered 39.83, which that list that I just showed you a moment ago, as you can see, there's 39.83. Now remember, the alerts go out before they trigger. Anybody can look like a genius with a historic chart. So we're very transparent in that we trade live in front of you in the morning in the live training room, in live markets in real time, and the alerts are issued well prior to them actually triggering. So on the first trigger at 39.83, we put in a swing high at 39.93.5. That's 10 points at $50 a point. That's $500 per contract traded. Now, when you first become a passport holder, you're going to receive what's called the 2420 blueprint. It's designed to help you go from 1 to 20 contracts over a period of 24 months. Before you start trading real money, you need to learn the strategy that you signed on to learn. And so the blueprint wants you to put together 10 consecutive days in a row where you reach your goal in 10 trades or less. Then the blueprint will give you the green light to go live with one contract. Once you're trading real money, then your goal is to increase your account balance by $2,000. Once you do that, the blueprint will give you the green light to add a second contract. Now, the second contract's a big deal because your first contract was funded with your startup capital, but your second contract is funded with profit you earned in the market. It's the first sign you'll get that you are actually building a profitable trading business. The blueprint will notify you when it's time to add number 3, number 4, number 5, even number 10, number 20. But you only add one at a time, and you only add with profit you earn in the market. That's very important. If you follow that, it doesn't make it impossible to blow up account. It just makes it more difficult, okay? Because you got to break some rules. And if you're a rule breaker, then we're probably not for you, because this is rules-based trading. If you've been in the live trading room, you've seen it, you understand it. Because whoever's doing the trading in the morning, whether it's Michael or Valerie, they're explaining every move they make, every trade they take, the rule behind it, and answering your questions as you trade along in SIM until you qualify to go live. And then once you go live, they will continue to answer your questions live in real time in the live training room. That alone is such an incredible advantage. So many people that I talk to day in and day out, when I ask them what kind of experience they've had, what sort of prior training they've had, I hear books, I hear videos, and I have nothing against books or videos. I highly recommend Trading in the Zone by my dearly departed friend Mark Douglas. It's about the psychology of trading. Videos are great, but nothing beats having a live trader training you in live real-time markets, answering all of your questions. People ask me, how long is it going to take me to learn this strategy? Well, if you're trying to pay the mortgage at the end of the month, we're not for you, okay? Just being honest, because it's going to take some time. It's not going to take years. Usually within a couple weeks, you understand the basic strategy and you're building up your 10 consecutive days in a row in the simulator. And then you add your first live contract, and then you earn some money, and you add number 2, number 3, number 4. So, books are fine, the right books. We got thousands of videos ourselves, right? But again, they're not a substitute for a live instructor. So, we triggered, we already talked about that, ran up 10 points. From 83 to 93. Once an alert triggers, there's a greater probability of it triggering multiple times than not triggering multiple times. Price pulls back to the BBC. The pullback holds more often than it doesn't on 30-minute charts and higher. You just saw it on the daily chart. Now you're seeing it on the 30-minute chart. So price triggers again. And it runs up to 39.92, 9 points, $50 a point, $450 per contract traded. Price pulls back to the BBC, the pullback holds. We trigger again. This time, we run all the way to 4,009. That's 26 points at $50 a point. Well over $1,000 per contract traded. On this pullback, we didn't get below the trigger because the pullback held. The BBC got above the trigger. The pullback held. Took us all the way to the target at 4022 and beyond. We're now trading 4065. When price drops to a zone, we expect it to be support. As it was here, as it was here. When price rallies up to a zone, we expect resistance, as it was here, and here, and here. Only three things happen at a weekly zone. The most common is this, consolidation. Second most common is rejection. That's where when the 30-minute candle closes, the only thing left touching the zone is the wick. The third and least likely is the slice. Now, we had a slice today, but there was so much buying pressure, it just kept running. What typically happens is when we slice through a zone, when it runs out of steam, it will retrace back to the zone it sliced through and then continue in the direction of the slice. But again, there was so much buying pressure, it didn't have an opportunity to pull back to the zone. The zone is 4022/4023, and the tiny pullback we got was 4026.5. So this is an unusual slice. Typically, when it happens, it will come back to the zone and continue in the direction of the slice. Well, what a beautiful day to be an S&P 500 E-mini trader. If you understand our strategy, know how to read our indicators, and understand the importance of the weekly trading zones. Now, we've published these zones since December 14th of 2009. So we've got well over a decade of data that tells us how price behaves around the weekly trading zones. As time goes forward, as you become a passport holder, you too will learn how to integrate those zones into your trading plan. Now, price flows the same across all markets and all time frames. I'm talking futures, I'm talking stocks, I'm talking Forex, I'm talking crypto, I'm talking options. Price flows on every market, on every time frame, from support to resistance, back to support, back to resistance, back to support, over and over, again and again, a never-ending cycle. It's been that way since the inception of the markets, and it will remain that way until the markets cease to exist. That's simply the underlying principle of how markets operate. Most people won't tell you that because once that cat's out of the bag, they can't sell you a bunch of other stuff. We only have one thing to offer you, and that's the passport. So, I just want you to understand how much money was available to all of our traders today who traded the alert last night on the yes. Let's move on to the Dow. Now you'll say, huh, that kind of looks like the ES. The ES, the Dow, the Russell, the NQ, typically, they don't necessarily move in lockstep. Sometimes one will lag behind, sometimes one will get out ahead of the S&P, but on a typical day, they will move in concert. Okay, so here's the open last night. We come up to the zone, we get through it, we run into resistance, which we expect looking left. We pull back to the BBC, the pullback holds more often than it doesn't. We get another leg. So we got like a triple top going here on the 30-minute chart. And then we pull back to the zone and the BBC. And here we get our first trigger. From 32.230 up to 32.325. That's almost 100 points, $5 a point. It's just under $500 per contract traded. Then we get back below the trigger and we trigger again. And so far, that high is 32.675. So using my dollar store calculator, 675 minus 230, it's 445 points at $5 a point. It's $2,225 per contract traded. Beautiful day to be a Dow trader. And the final trade to target on every long alert is the weekly zone above. On every short alert, it's the weekly zone below. Okay? So, still plenty of room for price to run on the Dow. Let's go to the Russell, where it too looks kind of similar. Yesterday on the show live, or actually I think it was in a mentoring session yesterday afternoon, I drew in this rectangle, which filled this window of opportunity. And in the mentoring session, I explained why it was a window of opportunity, why I expected it to fill, and why I expected this to be the target. And there it is. We then open last night, 6 p.m. Eastern. We run up to the zone, which we expect to be resistance until proven otherwise. When the market finds resistance, it's going to go look for support. We expect the BBC to be support until proven otherwise. When the market finds support, it's going to go look for resistance. There's that triple top, just like we saw on the previous chart, right? So we come from resistance, we come back to support. And then this time we trigger for real. At 18.10, we make a run up to 18.18.5. So that's 8 points, $50 a point, $400 per contract traded. And then price pulls back to both the BBC and the weekly zone. That's support times two. We trigger again and we go all the way to the target at 18.40. From 18.10 to 18.40, that's 30 points at $50 a point. It's $1,500 per contract traded. Now we've overcome the trade to target, but we still got one more weekly trading zone overhead up at 1925/26. Could we possibly see that by close of business tomorrow? It's possible. Now, let me explain about the zones. There's a highest zone, a lowest zone, and all the zones in between. When we publish the zones, we're not making a statement that price is either going to the highest zone or to the lowest zone. We're simply saying that this is your playing field for the week. At close of business on Friday, which is 5 p.m. Eastern, we expect price to be at or below the highest zone or at or above the lowest zone. Think of it as a gridiron, and you're sitting at the 50-yard line, okay? You got the 40, the 30, the 20, and then in the other direction, right? And based on which team you're playing for, the longs or the shorts, it gives you an idea of where price is headed, what it's trying to do. Now again, the zones come out Monday morning, 6:15 a.m. Eastern for our members. So they have a chance to get them on their charts before Wall Street even wakes up for the week. And price has behaved just like this since we first published the zones, December 14th, 2009. Okay, the NQ, the last of the indices. Here's the open last night. This little window filled. Okay. Then we trigger 11,965. We run up to 11,992. So that's about $500 per contract traded. And then you'll notice we get back below the trigger and we trigger again. This time the high is 11,994. 64 to 94 would be 30 points, $20 a point, $600 per contract traded. Then we get below the trigger, trigger again, up to 79, that's 14 points, $280 per contract traded. We pull back to the BVC, the pullback holds, off we go again. We go 35, 45, 55 points, $20 a point, that's over $1,000 per contract traded. Then we get back below the trigger, and this time in one 30 minute candle, we run all the way to the target. Now, price kept going, but the published entry and the published target are what we're focused on here. 12,106. So 35, 135, 141, yeah, 141 times $20 a point, it's $2,820 per contract traded. Now that's just to the target. But you see how this is a green candle that swept or sliced through the zone. And then what did it do? It retraced back to the zone it sliced through. And it continued in the direction of the slice. Only three things happen at a weekly zone. As you learn our strategy, you'll become to understand how the indicators serve as dynamic support and resistance, while the weekly trading zones serve as fixed support and resistance. The indicators are dynamic because they're moving in real time, but the weekly zones, once published on Monday morning, they're carved in stone for the entire week. Okay? We don't change them, massage them, manipulate them in any way whatsoever. A great day to be the NQ trader. Okay, now that we've covered the indices, let's go to crude oil. We did have a short trigger on crude. The trigger was 110.40. We dropped to 110.27. That's $130 per contract traded. We get above the BBC. And we've got $70 per contract traded. And $40 per contract traded. And then here comes the big one. Okay. From 111.40 to 111.60. That's only 200 bucks. But it was the next zone overhead. So that's the published target. And then we ran to the next zone. And now here we are. Way up here. And is that the highest zone for the week? No. We still got one more weekly zone overhead. Could we get there by close of business tomorrow? We could get there by the close of business today. That's not a prediction, it's just an observation. Gold triggers on the short side, no long trigger. Here's where the market opened. The trigger is 1848. So the first drop takes us down to 46.3. That's $170 per contract traded. Back above the trigger. Down we go again, all the way to the target. Now the zone is 1841/42. So that's $600 per contract traded. Another $600 per contract traded. Now, here, not all triggers are created equal. We do get above the trigger, and we trigger, but we're above the BBC. On the 30-minute chart, we only go long above the green line. We only go short below the green line. Some of our more experienced traders may have counter-trend traded this move. If they did, it worked out for them. Now, in the Logic Alert channel, there's over 10,600 individual alerts. Every single one of them is a trend trade based on the 30-minute chart and where price is in relation to the BBC. Now, today's Thursday, here's Wednesday. Price drops yesterday to the zone. What does it do? It consolidates. Drops to the next zone, gets rejected. When the market finds support, it goes and looks for resistance at the zone. Resistance sends the market looking for support, which we've got some wide-ranging consolidation here. Then we drop to the next zone, we spike it, but it becomes support, and it sends us back up. And then today, from that 1848 trigger, the zone held a support, we spiked it, but support, resistance. We spiked it, but it was resistance. Sent the market back looking for support, which it found at Blue and Climbing. And now it's looking to get back above the short trigger, but the BBC is below the short trigger. So if you're new, you want to let that go, okay? And there's a window of opportunity from 1851 up to 1852. Then there's a window of opportunity from 1854. I'd let that go. I sure would. From 55 to 56, that's $100 per contract traded. Okay. All right. We got a couple markets left. Silver. No trigger on the long side, triggered on the short side. When silver moves $1 in price, that's worth $5,000 per contract traded. When it moves 2 pennies, that's $100 per contract traded. So the short trigger was 2187, and we dropped to 2185. It's $100 per contract traded. Back above the trigger, another drop to 2184, that's $150 per contract traded. And then back above the trigger, another drop to the target at 2181, that's 6 pennies, $300 per contract traded. And now here we get back above the trigger, but we gotta get below the BBC before we can actually put on a trade. We get back above the trigger, but we're also above the BBC, so that's a non-starter, and so is this. Okay? Now, something I really want you to understand is the CTAs are forward guidance for the entire session. Once an alert triggers, it'll probably trigger multiple times, more often than not, like every day. Okay? But our traders who've learned our methodology and strategy would probably not have waited for this trigger. Once they got this red close below the BBC, they would probably sell the open of this candle. This candle opened at 21.93 half and dropped to 21.85. That's $400 per contract traded. Okay. Now, from the open of this candle at 21.93, just down to the trigger at 87, that's $300 per contract traded before you even get to the trigger. That's not unusual. That's typically how it plays out. And there are over 2,000 daily live broadcasts archived at youtube.com/CFRN. So you don't have to take my word for it. Just go back and pick any show at random. Go back 6 weeks, 6 months, a year, 2 years. You'll see the same principle in effect, the same indicators, the same language. Nothing's changed. Worst thing you can do is to try and put an edge on an edge on an edge, because pretty soon you end up with no edge at all. Okay? In his book, Trading in the Zone, Mark Douglas wrote that all you need is a definable edge. And that's what we give you and teach you with our strategy and our indicators. After that, trading perfection is simply this: knowing what to do, when to do it, and then actually doing it without hesitating, without jumping the gun. You have to become emotionally detached from the outcome of each individual trade. Until you can do that, you'll never become a consistently profitable trader. That's just the truth about trading. All right, we covered silver. What do we got left? The euro. Okay, euro gave us some two-sided action. The long trigger triggered first. Here's the open. The trigger was 70.75. Took us up to 71.35. That might be just shy of $100 per contract traded. Then basically we get rejected. We come down. Short trigger is 6.780. We put in a low at 6.690. That is $100 per contract traded. And then we get back above the BBC, we trigger, and we go right to the target. And from 75 to 195, that's about $150 per contract traded. And then we get back below the trigger, and we do it again. Now we're attempting to get back below the trigger again, but because the BBC has risen, if we do get below the trigger, you don't want to go long with the BBC overhead, because that represents potential resistance. See how it was resistance here? See how it was support here? When price drops to the BBC, expect support until proven otherwise. When price rallies up to the BBC, expect resistance until proven otherwise. Okay? And then there was bonds. And I still don't have a chart yet for the bonds, but those of you that are trading bonds, you know what happened. The long trigger was 142.08. The short trigger was 141.14. And if we decide to keep bonds as a permanent thing, I will go to DT Pro and see if I cannot get authorized for a couple of additional charts. Currently, the DT Pro platform, and this is the live account model, but live account and SIM only allow you to have 10 charts open at a time. Now, I think years ago, in one of their versions, they gave me permission to have like 15 charts. So if we decide to keep bonds as a regular thing, based on the feedback I get tomorrow and over the weekend, then I will request them to enable my account to use more than 10 charts at one time. There's new ownership. StoneX Financial bought out Gain Capital, who had already bought out Daniel's Trading. So we've been with Daniel's Trading since 2008. Do they have the cheapest commissions in the world? Nope. Do they have the best service in the world? Well, I can't speak to every broker there. I can only speak to the one that I deal with on a daily basis, and that's Burton Slichter. He's been our broker since 2008. You can call and talk with him about everything he offers, what the costs are. His phone number is 866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. You won't have to fight your way through a gatekeeper. That's his direct phone number. Now, Bert's not just a broker. He's also a trader. And there's a huge difference. There's lots of brokers out there who've never put on a trade themselves in their whole life. When I used to go visit my stockbroker many years ago in his office, if there was a company I wanted to buy stock in, he would pick up his phone and call down to the trade floor, and they would execute the trade. And my broker, who became my friend over the years, he goes, "Dwayne, I have no clue how to put the trade on." But he was the broker. With Bert at Daniels, you get the best of both worlds. Yes, he's a broker. You get stuck in a trade, you can call him, he can help you. But he's also a trader. And he uses our methodology, our strategy, and our indicators. Now let me clear the air. If you should choose to open an account with Daniel's Trading, we don't get a kickback, we don't get a commission, we don't get a split of the commissions that you pay per trade. Not that that would be illegal, it's not. However, we don't want to muddy the water. The reason we recommend Daniel's Trading is because we think it's the best option for any trader, whether you're just learning or been at it for years. Because if you try to call Ninja or TradeStation or Thinkorswim, you're not going to talk to a broker. You may get somebody on the phone, and when you ask a question, you can hear them thumbing through the manual, you know, trying to find the quote unquote answer. But with Daniels and Bert, it's a whole different situation. You just call that toll-free number I gave you. He answers the phone during normal business hours. And if you have an account there, he can see exactly what's happening, what trade you're in. And if you're stuck, you know, you've lost your internet connection, whatever. This is why you should write that number down, 866-928-3310. On a piece of paper, old-fashioned, with a number 2 lead pencil. Because if your electricity goes out, your computer goes out, and you're in a trade, you can get right to the man who can take you out of that trade, or if you're in the money, he can monitor the trade for you. Okay? Bert's one of the good guys. Mike Reed was one of the good guys. Mark Douglas was one of the good guys. Bert's one of the last good guys still kicking, and we hope he'll be kicking for another 20 years because we plan to keep trading for another. Well, what else would I do? I don't do woodcraft. I don't make birdhouses. So I guess I'll be trading. And hopefully helping you learn how to trade as well. So we've covered all the markets. Let's go back to the daily chart for a moment. We're slightly off the high of the day. How we close today is very important. If we get rejected at the daily BBC, then we're going to have a battle between the BBC and Blue and Climbing. If we can close the day above the daily BBC, then there is a good possibility that we will open Sunday night and continue the rally at least up to 40.95, possibly the 38% reverse fib at 41.24, and then the 50, and then this swing high, and then the 62. Okay? Buyers are showing some real effort here. But the short sellers have made a lot of money, so their deep pockets have gotten deeper over the last month. So, I don't know what's going to happen next. I know you get emails from people that tell you they can read tomorrow's headline today, blah, blah. They got all kinds of stuff, crystal balls and algorithms and lies. They lie to you. I'm sorry. We tell you the truth. You may not always like what we say, but we're going to always tell you the truth as we understand it. Because when you start lying to people, then you got to remember the last thing you said so you can cover your behind. But if you're just transparent and speak the truth, it's real easy to remember the truth because that's what really happened, right? The road to Wall Street is lined with lots of blind alleys, and there's guys down those alleys with raincoats, and they'll open them up. Psst. Hey, buddy, need a holy grail indicator? Just keep walking, okay? It's not real. It doesn't exist. It defies the laws of science, physics, and God. Adam was never given the ability to change the past or know the future. And those two things are inextricably linked for eternity. Let's go to our good word for the day. Wrap this week up. Reminder, Monday we'll be off. It's a holiday, Memorial Day. We will be here tomorrow. Okay, full session tomorrow, as I understand it. I don't think the market's closed. I know that Bert in the discussion group, he did post a PDF file, which I always have trouble deciphering. But I believe we have a full day tomorrow. But definitely the market's closed Monday. Now, Memorial Day, that's a U.S. holiday, which means the global markets will open Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern. So unless I decide to go out of town or something, and if I do, I'll notify you. Otherwise, expect CTA and Logic alerts Sunday night and Monday up until the U.S. until the futures markets close at the Globex at 12 noon Eastern on Monday. And then Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, markets open for the Tuesday session. Business as usual. So yesterday we talked about God's DNA is in His Word. today, let's talk about being a good leader. Okay? You might say, well, I'm not in a position of leadership. Got a family, got a wife, got kids, teach Sunday school. In some way or another, most of us have at least one person in our life that looks up to us for guidance and direction. Numbers 1:1, the Lord spoke to Moses. In the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai, on the first day of the second month of the second year, after the Israelites came out of Egypt. A good leader is like a ship's good captain. They plan the whole trip in their mind before they leave the dock. They have a clear vision of their destination. They understand what it will take to get there. They know who needs to be on board for the trip to be successful. And they recognize obstacles long before they appear on the horizon, unlike the Titanic. And because they prepare well, good leaders can take their people just about anywhere. Moses, and let me just pause for a second as we talk about leaders. As a young man, when I came out of the Navy at a young age, the only thing I had was no experience. In the Navy, I had a top secret security clearance. I operated some very sophisticated sonar equipment. There was no call for that in the civilian world. So the only jobs I qualified for were sales jobs. And they were usually commission only. And so once I went in and got hired at the place, I would ask the hiring, this was before HR departments, I would say, hey, who's your top salesman? Oh, that guy over there, that lady over there. Could I please sit next to them? Well, why? They're gonna make you look bad. I said, no, they're not. I'm gonna listen to them and I'm gonna learn. As I'm on the phone talking to people, I'm gonna be listening to them. And pretty soon, I'm gonna catch up to them. And true to form, every place I ever went to work within 3 months, I had the keys to the office. I was the one walking around barking orders until I started opening my own companies. And my last company in the sales field, I had 50 employees and a lot of headaches. And I sold that business. I had a successful exit, as they call it in the world today. And now since 2005, I've been coming to you live every day. Moses was such a leader. He spent 40 days praying and fasting on a mountain, refusing to leave until he understood what God wanted him to do. Then he came back and communicated it to the people so they could participate in the vision. In Leadership Promises for Your Week, Dr. John Maxwell writes, as a good leader, Moses methodically arranged the tribal camps in the wilderness. This is in Numbers 2:34. That's one book in the Bible a lot of people find kind of boring, but there's some real good stuff in there, like the prayer of Jabez. We, you and I, would do well to organize as Moses did. Number 1, give time for planning and organizing. Determine your primary purpose. Number 2, understand where you are before trying to develop a strategy. Number 3, Prioritize the needs and goals of the team by asking the right questions. Number four, write goals that are realistic, measurable, and convicting. Number five, clarify goals and communicate with your team. Number six, identify possible obstacles. Have an open system approach to your planning. Unexpected things come up, and so you need to have a plan B, a plan C, when those unexpected obstacles arise. Number seven, budget your cost and time. And that's biblical. That's right out of scripture. Count your cost. Budget your cost and time by scheduling everything you can and setting deadlines. Number eight, study the results. Evaluation prevents stagnation and exaggeration. So friends, if you want God to bless your plan, you must have a plan that He can bless. That's why it's so important to spend time in prayer, so that as you write your plan, put together your plan, you want the plan to be God-inspired, because if each part of that plan is God-inspired, guess what? When you get to number eight, it's going to get the great big God stamp of approval. If you want God to bless your plan, you must have a plan God can bless. And it must come from God Himself. So talk to God today about His plan for your life. And remember what Mark Douglas said about trading. Trading perfection is this: knowing what to do, when to do it, and then just doing it. No hesitation, no jumping the gun. Know what to do, know when to do it, and then just do it. That is our good word for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a 1-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions.